Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, if you've lived anywhere except under a rock, you will realize that we all just sailed through a remarkable time in the market. Today, I want to review what has happened recently and point out two significant dangers that you not only need to be aware of, but dangers that you need to be prepared for. Let's rewind and look at recent market action step by step. And I can't stress how important this is. The late, great Charlie Munger said, "There is no better teacher than history in determining the future." If you want to be prepared to handle future market moves and avoid making extremely costly mistakes, we need to study the market and learn what to do and what not to do. So on April 1st, 2025, the S&P 500 closed at 5633. Trump was about to announce his long-anticipated tariffs and set America free, but he didn't want to do it on April Fool's Day, so instead he did it the next day. And on April 2nd, the day of the announcement, markets actually went up. And after the market closed, I remember this, the market was actually up over 1% as Trump began explaining the details of his tariffs. But things quickly changed when the amount and extent of tariffs were found to be much larger than expected. The market tanked by more than 10% in a mere matter of days. Headlines screamed, dashboards bled red, and we heard from some nervous individuals. That reaction is human. When markets fall sharply, the instinct to do something is very powerful. But now, only weeks later, the market has bounced back, and many of you have seen account values recover and then some. The market close on May 16th, only 6 weeks later, 59.58, almost 6% up from April 1st. Now, this rapid rebound illustrates a timeless lesson. Short-term volatility is the price we pay for long-term growth. Now, what did we do? Well, during the drop, our advice was clear. Stay disciplined. Rebalance, don't retreat. We trimmed outperforming areas and bought quality assets at discount prices. And keep cash needs separate. Emergency funds and near-term withdrawals remained in low-volatility vehicles so that long-term capital could keep working. That discipline protected your plan. It wasn't luck. It was the strategy we built together before the storm arrived. And here are a couple videos that I recommend reviewing on our channel. John Mark did a video called "The Market's Down, Now What? Biblical and Proven Wisdom for Investors." It's one of our most popular videos recently. In my video with Summit, Unprecedented Times, a special edition of Your Financial Journey, Summit and I boiled down what was happening in the market and gave you valuable advice. Now that we've reviewed what happened in April, I want to talk to you about the future and highlight two of the most dangerous and underestimated threats of your financial future. The first is emotional decision-making during downturns. And the second is sequence of return risk. These aren't flashy. They don't usually make headlines, but they are portfolio killers if ignored. So let's talk about how to protect yourself. First of all, emotional decision-making in market downturns. Let's set the scene. The market drops 8%, 12%, and maybe 15% over a few weeks. You check your accounts more frequently. The news cycle turns apocalyptic, and then fear creeps in. Should I sell now before it gets worse? This is exactly what happened in April. We saw a quick 10% drop in just a couple days. Some investors panicked. Others stayed disciplined and trusted the plan. And just over a month later, the market has fully recovered. What's going to happen in the future? I don't know. But let's remember, here's the truth. The worst market days are often followed quickly by the best days. You miss those rebounds, and your long-term performance suffers. Here's why it's so dangerous. The damage from emotional selling isn't just missing out on the growth, it's locking in losses. And it's also followed by a second mistake, getting back in too late. I've heard it, and maybe you've said it. Let's just wait it out until a better time and get back in. You end up buying high and selling low. And that's the exact opposite of what we aim to do. Here's the data. And we've said this before, but I'm just going to repeat it. If you missed out on just the best 10 days of the market in the past 20 years, your total return would be cut in half. And guess when those best days tend to happen? Within weeks or even days of the worst ones. Emotionally driven decisions do feel rational in the moment, but they're almost always destructive in hindsight. So what do we do instead? Here's what we focus on. Keeping cash needs safe and separate. That's why Dave Ramsey will always tell you to have a fully funded emergency fund, no matter where you are in your journey. And then during those times of volatility, we rebalance with discipline, not emotion. We use volatility to buy quality assets at better prices. The right strategy feels boring in a storm. You want to do a lot of things, but staying the course works. Our clients who stayed the course in April saw their portfolios bounce back and then some. The second danger, sequence of return risk. What is that? Sequence of return risk is one of the most misunderstood threats in retirement planning. It's not about how much return you earn over time. It's about when you earn those returns, especially in the early years of retirement. So let's take an example. Two retirees that have the exact same average return. So let's imagine retiree A and retiree B have the exact same portfolio and average 6% over 20 years. Retiree A starts with a bull market. Retiree B starts with a bear market, like 2008. Even though they both average 6% over time, retiree B could run out of money years earlier. Now, why is that? Because when you withdraw from a portfolio that's falling early in retirement, you are forced to sell shares at lower prices and you may never recover. And why is that so dangerous? Well, unlike market volatility, you can't wait out sequence risk if you've already started withdrawing income. And that's why those early retirement years are so critical. The damage is done in those first years is often permanent, but here is where planning comes in. We create portfolios that are composed not only of stocks like Dave Ramsey suggests, but for those making distributions, we hold stable assets, often income-producing investments, so we don't need to sell equities in a downturn. We reduce portfolio risk before retirement even begins and keep you appropriately allocated all throughout your retirement. The key is intentional, proactive design, not reactionary moves. So let's put it all together in a disciplined plan. Both dangers, emotional decisions and sequence risk, are amplified when there is no plan or when investors abandon the plan under stress. The most important value we bring as advisors isn't predicting the market. It's building a strategy that anticipates tough moments and helping you stick with it. Think of your financial plan like a well-engineered airplane. It's built to withstand turbulence. You don't throw out the manual mid-flight. And the safest course is almost always to stay buckled in, ride it out, and trust the design. If you're nearing retirement or felt anxious about April's pullback, this is the time to reassess. Not in panic, but now with clarity. Let's make sure your plan separates short-term needs from long-term growth, has contingency plans for market stress, and gives you confidence in both up and down markets. If you haven't refreshed your financial plan recently, please contact your financial advisor to do an update. And if you don't have a financial advisor that can produce a plan for you, contact me today. I want to give you a special offer just for watching. I will give you $250 off a comprehensive financial plan. Just click on my calendar below and mention this video before July 4th, 2025. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, we'd appreciate if you hit that like button right now. and share it with someone who can benefit from this advice. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.